Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Billy Vassiliadis for the whole show, talking tourism across the Silver State and around the world on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation. You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account. It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Billy Vassiliadis, CEO of R&R Partners. And we're not talking politics today. It's election day as the show starts airing. But we're going to talk about tourism. And my first question to you, you'll love this, marijuana, yeah. Recreation and medicinal, what does this do for tourism in the Silver State if we wish to use it? And I am stunned by the number of high-level Nevadans who are in this game.
You know, it's a challenge for us from a tourism standpoint when you consider the fact that tourism economic engine is gaming, and gaming isn't going to. It has to stay way away from this, from medicinal or legal,
federally.
At least for now.
Right.
Well, federally in our state regulators.
Right. That's my idea.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's hard to say without some change in the law federally that it will have a meaningful impact, because again, most of the tourism products. That are consumed here are somewhere around the resort properties and the gaming properties, and that product won't be available there, at least in the near future. I think the other thing is, with Colorado going first, Washington, California is going to probably be in. It'll be an equalizer. It won't be a differentiator for us.
You know, it's interesting, and I've been a proponent of legalizing marijuana for years. It just seems ridiculous to me that this drug has put people in prison and ruined so many lives when it didn't need to. But in looking at what's happening in Colorado, especially with the edibles, it's getting crazy there. And I'm concerned that the pendulum may swing too quickly in the opposite direction, that may cause the federal government to look at it and go, you know what, maybe we need to slow this down.
I don't remember who I was listening to the other day, one of our elected leaders who I thought was spot on. It's great to have Colorado go first. And because I think our elected leaders and leaders in the other states are using that as sort of a pilot program, right? A live lab experiment. And I think we're all learning from Colorado. So I think that the regulations that are crafted, the law enforcement, where law enforcement's role will be in policing and keeping that structured, we can make it work.
Gay marriage. Now, this is the interesting topic as far as I'm concerned, which is that our major casinos and some of our smaller casinos spread across the state have been going toward this market for years now. They saw that it was a very valuable market, high income, no kids, therefore lots of disposable income. Does it just bring it out of, and I don't even want to use the word shadows, but to paraphrase that.
Look, I think that Las Vegas, again, especially Las Vegas, Reno too, but especially Las Vegas, you know, LVCVA, the Convention and Visitor Authority, who we've been marketing to the LGBT market for 15 years, wouldn't make it a social judgment, make it an economic judgment.
Right.
Great expendable income, love to travel. Our properties became HRC certified, so that...
What does that mean?
The Human Rights Commission certified our properties as being sensitive, aware, having the right practices and policies, non-discriminatory. Gaming testified in favor of domestic partners, in favor of Endow. So Vegas has been at the forefront. Some of it for obvious reasons, we're a pretty tolerant community. But secondly, you know, gay, lesbian entertainers have been part of the lives, and transgender, have been part of the Las Vegas scene for 100 years. And so... Nothing. It's not a. It was never a shocking thing or anything that wasn't normal and typical for the Las Vegas Strip. And so, I think for us, it's great to not fall behind on that because we're so far ahead. We had a couple of our staff go to an LGBT marketing conference about 10 years ago, and Vegas was one of the favorite destinations for that segment. And so I think. Not allowing marriage would have been viewed as bad. Allowing marriage continues to allow us to be a leader in attracting those consumers.
Claudia Vecchio from ANCOT was on the program talking about millennials, mm-hmm. A bigger group than the baby boomers. Who are these people and how do you attract them?
Well, there's about 80 million of them right now, and they're 21 to 30 years old, and they don't want to be talked to. They want to be listened to. They want to be part of the conversation, whether you're developing a product, a marketing campaign, or a brand, allowing them to create communities where they influence each other. It's warp speed, real-time, word of mouth. And the influence of peers is greater, much greater and more significant than a brand talking down to them. So the important thing, and again, LVCVA has been doing that. We did a huge millennial study, is allowing and facilitating the creation of communities where, again, the 21 to 30s are talking and influencing each other about Las Vegas.
Okay, so let me bring it home to something that maybe somebody a little older can understand. Say, for example, we'll talk about San Francisco and Reno mm-hmm. in the old days. Mm-hmm. If you had members of society in San Francisco and you could bring them to Reno, they would in effect, by just virtue of their presence, sell the idea of coming to Reno to everybody else. Same for Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Is this kind of a modern day version of this, except
absolutely.
Now you're using social media to do it?
It absolutely is. Again, it's the oldest marketing tool in the book, word of mouth. And in those days, a couple of well-known San Franciscoites would come to Reno, and the news bureau would run out, snap a photo, and send it to the Chronicle, and there'd be a picture of a couple of well-known, respected people in Reno, and that created. And that was about a one-day story, or it took about 2 days to produce it, about a one-day story. Now it's happening in real time. Now they're sending photos of each other, and they're you know, selfies and texting and tweeting, and so it's all happening in real time. And those destinations, not just destinations, those products like Amazon have been amazing at it. Nike's been amazing at it, which is building these communities, facilitating the discussion, but not seemingly driving it.
All right, much more to talk about with this. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
I'm Elisa Caffaretta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Caffaretta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Education leads to a bright future, but Crescent Hardy would turn out the lights on our schools. Hardy supports a reckless plan to slash education programs. Hardy backed cuts to early childhood education. He'd slash K-12 funding, meaning larger class sizes. And Hardy would cut Pell Grants, making it harder to pay for college. Crescent Hardy's ideas on education would leave Nevada students in the dark. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Do you suffer from throbbing, swollen ankles? Introducing Ankle Genie, the new zip-up compression sleeve that reduces foot fatigue while energizing foot and ankle. It's a struggle to wear traditional medical compression socks, but Ankle Genie has a built-in zipper, so it slips on and off easily and adjusts to your size. Durable anti-fatigue neoprene soothes, massages, and energizes 24/7.
It also provides the compression, and the compression is an essential part to reduce the inflammation, which will allow healing to happen. In the foot.
Wear Ankle Genie in sneakers, boots, socks, or slippers. Get relief from ankle swells from fluid retention or poor circulation. Expensive compression sleeves don't come with a zipper. Call now and get the Ankle Genie for just $12.99. Order now and you can double the offer. That's two Ankle Genies for $12.99. Call or click now.
Call 1-800-520-3903 and get the Ankle Genie special offer or visit AnkleGenie.com. But hurry, quantities are limited, so call now, 1-800-520-3903.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Billy Vasiliadis, the CEO of R&R Partners, and we're talking about the effects of social media now on things like tourism. One of the things that I thought was very interesting, and now I really see how it works, is how you go to a website and you look at a product, and all of a sudden, for the next 6 months, that product is following you.
Right.
Every time you pull up something, right. All of a sudden, right. You were looking at buying, I don't know, a hairbrush, and right. Suddenly that hairbrush is everywhere.
Right.
Go. How do you utilize this in terms of bringing people to Las Vegas, bringing people to properties?
Well, actually, what we would probably do is push out the fact that that person likes that hairbrush to that person's peer set, to that person's group. That we would want to make that hairbrush hip, in, and something you have to have. We wouldn't push it in their faces in terms of buy the toothbrush. We push it more as a social status symbol, more as, hey, so-and-so's got this toothbrush, and so-and-so's got 3,000 followers, and 1,500 of those are buying the toothbrush, the hairbrush too. Shouldn't you have it? So it becomes more of a status, the hairbrush is more of a status symbol than a product.
Interesting going to visit SLS on this trip, and it seems like it's cosmopolitan but not so ritzy as it were.
Right.
And
that's good you think that, because that's a market they're going for.
Okay, and it makes sense.
Right.
Gambling is not going to be the driver. In fact, Steve Wynn was quoted the other day as saying gambling was never what it was all about. It was about everything else.
Right.
It has definitely become that now. So what other things? Is it the music industry? Is it the hipness that is going to continue to drive us and expand us? Because between Electric Daisy and Carnival and now what's going to be going on the old City Center North piece there?
I think for Vegas and Reno, it's the experience. It's the products, having great dining, having great wine and shopping and all those other things are mandatories. They're not amenities. They're mandatory. You have to have those. That's the canvas on which our visitors will have their experience. But it's people feeling that they can come here, be non-touristic, tents, not strictured, not have to go at 9 a.m. and get on a tour bus to go see this and do that, get back then 30, change clothes, but have define their own sort of day and have their own experience. Us affording them the opportunity to do that is our big differentiator, has been and always will be. Steve's not wrong. I mean, there was a time where gambling was it because we had a monopoly. But when the monopoly was broken, he's not wrong at all. In fact, he's often more right than wrong. It's an experience. It's not a particular product. It's an experience. And that's what we offer. Not, no one yet's been able to match it, and I don't think will for at least my lifetime.
Don Marandino said on this program a long time ago that you could have all the different age groups in your property. You just had to keep them apart. Is that still true?
I don't think so much. I mean, I think our visitors, both, again, Reno's and Vegas, find a very comfortable way to coexist. Do they self-segregate? Maybe. Maybe some of the older generation will sit over here and play slots in some corner. The younger folks, the millennials, more and more are playing table games because they like the experience and the interactivity of it. But I don't think anybody looks over and says, God, I want to be with a bunch of old folks, or the other way around.
It's interesting to go to the link and see not only the link itself, which is fabulous, but how they have redone Harrah's and Imperial Palace.
Right.
I mean, they've turned what were aging properties into very nice properties.
Right. They have, and I think that you know, Caesars has gone through some financial struggles.
Really, I hadn't heard that.
Mostly because they did have to update their product. And I think Gary Loveman very wisely dug in deeper. I mean, at some point you got to be all in, and Loveman decided to go all in. But I think what ultimately, if he gets through the next 2 years, and they're very smart financial people, much smarter than me, if they get through this hump, I think those properties will become incredibly competitive because he did put a great product in there.
And now they're talking about $1 billion investment in the Philippines.
Right.
I mean,
right.
they are not shy about spending money in certain properties.
Right.
There are other places where not so much investment.
Well, you got to spend where there's a great chance of return. I think Gary's been very careful in doing that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Billy V when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record four shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Tired of those hot, sticky nights? Fed up with flipping your pillow? If you feel like you're on fire, you need Chillo, the new pillow pack that transforms your pillow into a Chillo. Look, regular pillows get hot quickly, but Chillo brings soothing cooling to your head. The secret is Soothe Soft technology, water-cooled memory foam. He likes the room hot, she likes the room cold. Chillo cradles you in comfort, so you'll feel like you're in a cool oasis.
I've been experiencing hot flashes and night sweats, but with Chillo, it's instant cool, instant relief, and it's wonderful.
Chillo is the perfect cool compress for headaches, backaches, or foot pain. Ultra Suede Chillo lets you chill out in total relaxation. Now order the Chillo for just $12.99. Call now and get a second Chillo as a bonus. Just pay separate processing and handling. You get two Chillos for just $12.99 plus processing and handling. So call now.
To order, call 1-800-458-0821. That's 1-800-458-0821. Or visit Chillo.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Never enough time with Billy Vassiliadis. Okay, so we're going to go to kind of a lightning round again. Las Vegas, back to pre-recession levels?
We're getting there, yes. I think as we're looking at the growing demand, the convention bookings, increased air service, especially international, we're getting there.
What can be done about increasing domestic air service? Because the international is going up, and that's great because they spend more money. But the airlines, you know, are cutting back a little.
In Vegas, one of the keys is going to be expanding the convention product because business travelers that pay a higher ticket drive a lot of the decisions of where airline route planners are going to put airplanes. And so increasing our convention business will be a significant key to that.
Briefly describe the $2.5 billion expansion of the convention center and what that means, not just for them, but for all the properties around them.
Well, it's partially an expansion, but it's a whole redo. And it's bringing the entire convention experience into not the 21st century, but the mid-21st century, both from a technology standpoint, from a design standpoint. And probably the most interesting part of it is looking at a global trade center, a global conference center, where they'll have permanently housed brands that exhibit their product 365 days a year. And I think that there's already been interest from some major brands to come in and have both showrooms and sales offices. They could have as many as 50 to 75 brands permanently housed on the convention center.
When you say brands, gaming companies?
No, no.
What kind of companies?
The Ubers, the Yahoos, the Googles, I mean companies, the particular electronic companies that do so much business during CES. You know, at CES there were 230-some new products were introduced in Las Vegas.
So what you're saying is Tomorrowland at the convention center.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing. Okay, Genting and Crown Melco building in Las Vegas. Is this a sign of Asia coming to Las Vegas?
I think it's a sign of a smart investor looking at the future of Las Vegas. Genting is very successful in building great properties and great businesses. And I think they saw a great opportunity on the north side of the Strip. Steve Wynn, with Wynn and Encore, started to draw people back north again. He did draw people back north again. You can't really go much further south. Genting is taking what is a great property, especially in large property. SLS's investment, Steve's two magnificent properties. They're going to create that magnet north, and you're going to see these poles pulling apart. And I think Genting just saw a great opportunity to get in there.
Okay, so Fontainebleau. Mm-hmm. What happens there? Is Carl Icahn going to spend the money, or is he going to flip it?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, I have
Mr. Icahn. Because you need the rooms, right?
Mr. Icahn has intrigued me for years. I don't know. I really don't know what he's going to do. I can't believe it's going to sit like that much longer, especially as Genting pushes their product forward. And if the convention authority investment happens, also a property like Fontainebleau needs to jump on because I think they'll get a lot of business.
I mean, you're looking at the Clarion, which was Debbie Reynolds' old hotel.
Right.
They're looking at spending between $500 million and $1 billion on that property.
Yep. And so, as that expands, do we need more rooms? Hopefully, yes. I mean, the fact is we just went over 40 million visitors. The growth seems to continue. If the international growth continues and the convention growth continues, we'll need more rooms.
What has taken the companies like IGT so long to develop, finally, video game gambling?
trying to read the market, trying to read the technology change and the demand in technology, I can't criticize anybody because it's gone faster than any of us would have thought. The lightning speed with which technology has changed consumer demand and consumer what they believe are needs. Look, you know, business in the next five, six years will all be in our pockets.
Right.
I mean, it'll all be mobile. And for a company like IGT to figure out how to fit a new gaming product into that mindset where I'm looking for mobility, access on my time, it's a challenge. But all the gaming companies, not just IGT, are trying to understand this new customer and the new need for both interactivity, mobility, and I want to determine when I'm going to do it and how I'm going to do it.
Well, I was playing Pong in 1974, right?
Me too.
And, you know, we're 40-plus years beyond that, and it just seems to me, you know, back 10 years ago, that if you got 1,000 Wii machines and you tied them together like a bingo game and had people come from all over the world to compete against each other, that'd be a pretty successful convention.
I think, and that's where the R&D is going. How do you create that interconnectivity?
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, whoa, I love my car. And I think my lucky stars. I love my car.
If you need cash and have equity in your car, don't sell your baby. Come into Check City for a quick and easy title. In just a few minutes, you can get the cash you need. Get the cash, keep the car.
I love my car.
Hurt on the job? Here is reason number two why you should call Attorney Jay Short.
The clock is ticking, and you need to act. Are you tired of waiting on the insurance company? Tired of waiting for your check or doctor's appointments? Call me, Attorney Jay Short. I will make the insurance company act on time. Workers' compensation is all we do. We've been helping Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. Get the medical care and benefits you deserve.
Call Attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
Title Max got your money, your money, your money, your real money.
Title Max can turn your car title into real money. We're talking $1, $5, even $10,000.
Your real money.
Title Max gets you more by charging less, up to 50% less. All it takes is a car title and ID, and you're approved.
Your real money.
Bring your car title to Title Max, and you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
Title Max got your money, your money, your real money.
Do your bills continue to multiply? Does it seem as if payday is always weeks away? Well, that's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need when you need it. At CashCo, we don't do credit checks, no year-long contracts, and it's okay if you had a prior bankruptcy or just started a new job. Write us a check today, and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have two Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with CashCo.
Stay connected. Find News 4 on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
On the next broadcast, Pete Urnaut picking winners and losers. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.